This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. The city of Stockbridge has voted to ban smoking inside vehicles when children are present. Monday night's council vote was 3-2. The trend towards banning smoking in vehicles where children are passengers is growing. According to the Public Health Law Center, there are 8 states plus Puerto Rico that have such bans. Georgia is not one of them. But that could change. State Representative Sandra Scott has pre-filed legislation that would ban adults from smoking in a vehicle when anyone under the age of 18 is also in the car. Supporters of a statewide ban in Georgia have tried unsuccessfully in the state legislature to pass one 2 years ago. They're going to try again this year. Joining us to talk about the Stockbridge ban, we have Stockbridge Councilman John Blunt in the House today. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. There are a few states in the country, as I mentioned, that ban smoking in cars with children. The penalties or the fines, they can range from up to about $25, which could be eliminated if a violator enters a cessation program. That's in Arkansas, to places like Puerto Rico, where the fine for a first violation could be $250, a second $500, and then a third could be up to $2,000. Now, your ban in Stockbridge allows police to fine violators of up to $500, and that sounds pretty steep. So I'm wondering, do you worry that these kinds of fines could actually cause someone who is lower income or even middle class to be potentially destroyed by this financially?
Well, it's up to $500. You take a scenario. You take a child in a car that someone's smoking. That officer may go by and say, hey, you know, he may just get that person a warning. But you go to a car, like I saw, that it actually started this initiative where I saw two females get out of a car, smoke pouring out, and then they go and buckle a child out of the back seat. What if there's three kids in the car? Laws and ordinances are put in place that the deterrent for anything is a cost. When you're on a job, if they just say they're going to spank your hand for what you do wrong, you're going to continue that action because there's no repercussions other than saying, don't do it. But if you know that you can be fined, then it takes an irresponsible person to say, hey, this cigarette's not going to cost me up to $500, so I need to stop, because we're looking at the welfare of the child.
This brings up an interesting question about how much control should the government have when it comes to personal practices like smoking. There are many people have grown up with smoke in the house, in the car, but there were no laws or ordinances to prevent that. So I'm wondering, do you feel that this might be a bit of a political overreach or a lawful kind of overreach when it comes to this kind of practice?
That's an excellent question. Because I believe that laws and ordinances are put in place anytime there's an infringement on anyone's rights. We have a law against talking on cell phones and driving. Why? Because it's your car, your cell phone, but you're infringing on my rights, because it shows studies have shown that the accident rates are high. So it's the same thing with the children. Mm-hmm. They don't have a voice. So with all the data that's out there that's showing, it's your car, it's your cigarettes, and you're putting something on a child that could be for a lifetime. I believe every child has the right to grow up to be as healthy as they could be. This is why you have seatbelt laws. This is why we as adults in our own cars have to wear seatbelts. And so those laws, and I believe laws and orders are put in place when there's an infringement on someone else's right, and who's going to be the voice for the children? It has to be us.
State legislators have tried to get a ban like the one in Stockbridge that you were able to successfully get passed. They have been trying to do this for years. What would you advise them to think about in terms of this year's proposed legislation?
Well, I've actually talked to State Representative Sandra Scott, and one of the things that I hope that this shows with being on air with you and with the with all the media attention that it's getting is it's showing the state that take a look at this. Because there is a right of the child whose rights are being infringed on to live a healthier life.
All right, John Blunt, you are a councilman for the city of Stockbridge in Henry County.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for allowing me to say what I needed to say. Thank you.